just about to see it.
Yeah, let's everybody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Petroleum brings you the Amos and Andy Show. That contains Petroleum, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Chef Alexander's Orchestra and Chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. With Christmas fast approaching, the Kingfish has hit upon a way to raise some quick cash to buy presents. He's decided to sell his old 1928 automobile. Right now, we find Andy and the Kingfish about to make some repairs on the car before taking it down to a used car dealer.
Yeah, this here's some car you got, Kingfish. How much gas does this thing use?
Well, Andy, if I've been able to figure, I get about 13 on a gallon.
13 miles on a gallon ain't bad.
Miles? I'm talking about blocks.
Who are you going to sell this car to, Kingfish?
Sell it? Well, there's a used car dealer in town, Anna, that are going to sell it to.
Which one is that?
He calls himself the Liberal Scotchman. The only one thing about him, before he'll buy the car, he's got to have a smooth-running motor.
Mm.
And, Andy, we got to work on it and take the knock out of this motor.
Well, that might be hard to do. I think the knock was built right into this thing, you know what?
Yeah, well, let's start working on it here, see if we can't get the knock out of it.
All right. Hey, look here, Kingfish. You got a flat tire.
Oh, that's easy to fix. Them tires come right off the car. I've got demountable rims.
Yeah, well, get in the car and start up the motor.
Yeah, let me open the door and get in here.
You got demountable doors, too.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, you better get in the car and start up the motor.
All right.
Yeah, get in there now.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here I go. Shut it off.
Yeah. Let me get this monkey wrench here and tighten up something around here. Yeah, get this thing right here. All right, now start it up again.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cut it off. Well, what do you think, Andy?
I think you've got kennel racing in your gas.
Wait a minute. Let me try something else here with this hammer.
You ready?
Yeah, start it up again. Cut it off. We was all right till that duck flew in there. I got one more idea here, brother Andy. Hand me that brick right there.
What you gonna do with that, Kingfish?
Well, I'm gonna use this brick for a wedge so it'll close up part of the crack in the cylinder here.
Yeah, that'll hold it till you can get it done right with baling wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll hold it till we sell it anyway. Start it up again, Andy.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's good. But that ain't gonna last long. That's only temporary. Now, wait a minute. Don't run it no more than you got, Andy. Cut it off.
Now, what do we do now?
Now, well, we goes down to the Liberal Scotchman. Andy, you hold the door, and I'll drive with one hand to keep the windshield from falling off. I'll stop right here in the middle of this lot. Here's his lot right here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, here comes the Liberal Scotchman now.
Yeah. Hello, mister.
How do you do?
Tell me this. Is you the Liberal Scotchman?
Who's not? Who else?
We want to sell you this car. It's a 1928 model.
1928? Boys, please. I'm here for business, not to reminisce.
Well, now, tell you what, look at the interior, mister.
I'd rather look on the inside.
Yeah, well, just look at that dashboard.
Yeah. It's only a speedometer.
Yeah, it ain't all cluttered up with a lot of stuff.
I've seen more instruments than a gas range.
Don't you buy a lot of secondhand cars?
Most of course. I've got used car lots in every state in the Union. New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Where else?
There's more.
Well, tell me this. What will you give us for this car?
My friend, first I would like to hear the motor. How the motor runs.
Yeah, well, we got a smooth running motor.
And I want to hear with my ears no ping and very little fun.
Yeah, well, I'll start it. Here we go.
That's enough.
How much will you give us for it?
$50 with all the animals.
$50? That ain't nothing.
Well, how much do you want?
$100.
Silly boy.
Kingfish, you're having trouble, huh? Oh, yes. Well, Amos ain't been able to sell my car to none of the used car dealers in town.
Well, maybe you've been hitting the wrong market, Kingfish.
Yeah, you ought to try an antique shop, Kingfish.
Say, Amos, did you talk to that junkyard man about the Kingfish's car?
Yeah, I talked to Joe about the car. He owns that big place on the corner with all the junk heaped up on it, you know.
Yeah, well,
would he buy the car, Amos? He told me that he thought it would spoil the appearance of his lot. That's what he said.
Yeah, Kingfish, you might have to repaint it before the junk man will take it.
Yeah, well, you know, the public is getting wise to these fancy prices. And that car of yours ain't no steal, no matter what they charge you. Well, see you later, fella. So long.
Why
has the public got to get wise just when I want to sell something?
You know, Kingfish, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time. But the public is a different thing.
Yeah, you put your finger right on it, Anna.
You know, Kingfish, you might sell that car to some out-of-town junkyard where they ain't got no public and that would... Hey, wait a minute. Kingfish, look out the window here, quick.
Yeah, what's the matter, Anna? What's the matter?
Look at that. There's a fella climbing in your car out there. It looks like he's going to steal it.
Holy mackerel. You're right, he's going to steal it. Andy, look here. You keep watching him out the window while I get on the telephone and call the police.
Okay.
Operator. Oh, I forgot. I got to dial over. Oh, man.
Kingfish, he's trying to get some keys in the ignition.
Oh, operator, the police station. Hurry up, quick.
He's working on it.
Oh, me. Why don't they answer? I could sell that car for $50 to somebody. And all the insurance I got is $200. Wait a minute. $200 insurance. Brother Andy, is the man gone with the car yet?
Got the key in the ignition, but he can't get it going. What must we do?
Go out there and show him how to start. I mean, now, wait a minute. I'm so nervous here, Andy.
No, he got it started. He's pulling out.
Good. I mean, bad. $200 insurance.
Oh, there he goes, Kingfish, down the street.
He's
in
gone.
The car. Yeah.
He's gone, huh?
Yeah, there he goes, out of sight.
Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Police station? Oh, hello, Sergeant Smith. This is George Stevens. Yes, I'm glad you remembered me. Yeah. I want to report something. You remember that second-hand car I had? Somebody done stole the thing. Goodbye.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Andy, I'm really a happy man. Yippee, yes, sir, I am happy. Zip-fitty-doo-dah, zip-fitty-hey.
My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zip-fitty-doo-dah, zip-fitty-hey. The truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zip-a-doo-dah, doo-dee-yay. There's a guy on the radio. Say it's Gabby, the lawyer, and he's on our show. He's always talking and running his mouth.
star in Song of the South. Now he can be heard as well as seen because he plays Uncle Remus on the screen. Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything inside of satchel. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful weekend. Wonderful day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
There's a plenty of sunshine ahead my way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
How does it feel to be in danger?
Rather, fantastic. Lovely, lovely.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling.
It's got me reasonable.
It's satisfactory.
Why, it's really actual. And again, I say,
what a wonderful day.
Kingfish, my friend.
Yeah, Henry, I insured my car through you, and here's the policy, and I was happy to report that the car has been stolen.
Stolen car? Mm-hmm. Too bad. Yeah. Too bad. Now, let me take a look at the policy here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any personal property in the car?
No.
You know, this is a blanket policy.
Come to think of it, there was a couple of blankets in the car.
What kind of blanket?
Oh, any kind. I ain't fussy. There was there. I think my wife had a fur coat locked up in the glove compartment, too.
Well, now, let's see. In the big type, on the first page of the policy here, I can't find nothing that says you ain't covered.
Oh, well, that's good, Henry.
Yeah. Now, let's look at the small type on the other pages.
Ain't no small type there. There ain't nothing but just some straight lines there.
Lines? My dear insured friend, that's printing. Let me get out my magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, here's where we have you.
Yeah, let me see through that glass one. Yeah, there is some reading in the day, ain't it? Look, can we go by the big type?
No, that's just for the naked eye reading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see here, through the magnifying glass, the little type says that personal property is not covered unless it is stolen out of the car while it is going at least 45 miles an hour.
Seems like that got to have some greyhound blood in him, ain't it?
Well, that's right here in the small type.
Yeah, well, you know, this fellow's like the lease on your house. The big type gives it to you and the little type takes it away.
Well, I represent one company that uses invisible ink. They ain't paid out a claim in 12 years.
Then I don't get nothing on my personal property, huh?
I'm afraid not, Kingfish. And even if you was lucky enough to get by the small type, you'd still get caught by the waivers and the loopholes.
Oh, you got them in there, too, yeah. Yeah, well, what about the $200 on the automobile insurance? They ain't gonna magnify me with that, is it?
Oh, no, you'll collect that without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company will just make a routine investigation. We'll have our insurance investigator come around to see you and then send you a check for the $200.
Yeah, send the man over to see me. Oh, that's great, Henry. Oh, this is very simple.
Well, now, Kingfish, here is 97 different blanks that I want you to sit down and fill out. It'll just take you a couple of days.
Yeah, well, why has it got to do all that?
It's the rule of the no red tape insurance company.
Let me see here. Got $200 coming in. That'll take care of my Christmas presents. I certainly hope they never find that old jalopy. I ought to get a present and give it to the thief, too, if I can find him. Yeah, I'll think of that. Look.
Hey, Kingfish, I've been looking for you. I just see your car parked over on Lenox Avenue.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, why has you got to stick your nose... Wait a minute now. You ain't seen my car, ain't
you? Yes, I is. It was parked right near the corner of 145th Street.
No, now, wait a minute. Now, sit down, Brother Andy, and don't get excited. Just try to keep calm and unlatched, and this eye trouble of yours will go away in no time.
Oh, wait a minute. There ain't nothing the matter with my eyes.
Andy, old pal, I hate to tell you this, but you seed a mirage. You have got what is known as the Sahara Desert Astigmatism. Just a mirage, you don't see.
A mirage?
Yeah. There's an epidemic going around. It seems that some sand from the Sahara Desert blowed over here to get into people's eyes and make them think they're looking at something that they ain't seeing.
Oh, listen, Kingfish. I know it was your car because the radiator was leaking.
Well, now, that proves it right there. And it wouldn't be no mirage if it wasn't water in it, you know.
No, I know I was right, because yours was the only car on the block.
Yeah, probably a one-man mirage. Yeah, I know it is, yeah.
Wait a minute. What is this mirage stuff?
Yeah, well, I'll explain it to you, Andy. A mirage is an optical collusion, a trick that your eyes play on you. It's caused by the eyeballs rotating around instead of the sockets. That's what it is.
No fooling, Jonas.
Oh, yeah, and when the muscles of the belladonna presses on the cornea of the iris, it throws the eyebrows out of focus. That's what you do.
Is that right?
Yeah, sir, man. Instead of having 20/20 vision, you got 2 off 10, that's 60. That's what you mean.
But listen, Kingfish, I know the car was there because I walked up and touched it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Funny thing about this eye trouble, it also affects your fingers, too.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. How can you catch eye trouble in your fingers?
By rubbing your eyes. Yeah. It's contagious. By the way, Annie, you ain't told nobody about seeing or feeling this mirage, have you?
No, only you.
Oh, that's good. Now, don't mention it to nobody, because they are throwing people right into hospital for seeing mirages in the city.
Yeah? Well, I don't want to be stuck in no hospital.
Well, then just keep your big mouth shut and keep your eyes shut, too. Then ain't nobody going to find out nothing, you see?
Okay, KJ. And thanks for explaining what's wrong with my eyes.
Oh, you're welcome.
I could have swore I'd see Joe Automobile.
Gabby, come in.
Oh, hello, Kingfish.
Yeah, Gabby, I got some news. My old wreck is gone.
Now, where'd you go? Back to your mother?
No. My automobile was stolen.
Well, congratulations.
Well, now, wait a minute, Gabby. If you had a car like mine that was insured for $200 and you caught the thief that stole it, what would you say to him?
Well, first, I'd reach out and grab a knife by the collar. I'd pull him up to me. I'd look him right in the eye. I'd say, did you steal my car? And when he says yes, I'd say to him, I'd say, lovely.
Yeah, the insurance company is investigating the thing.
Oh, then this car seal was read on the up and up.
Oh, certainly on the up and up. Oh, yeah, nothing shaky about this. I even got a $25 reward at home for whoever finds the car, just to show the insurance company that it's on the level, you know.
$25 reward, huh? Well, in that case, I'm going right out and look for it. You know, as a sideline to my law work, I'm a detective, see?
Oh, now, Gabby, wait a minute. Now, don't bother with looking for the car. No, you never find the thing.
What do you mean I'd never find? I was a good detective. I worked as an FBI man in a garage.
FBI man.
Yeah, fenders, bumpers, and ignition.
You do detective work, huh?
Yes, indeed. I'm an expert at trailing. I mean an expert. All day long, I trail dangerous men.
Yeah, but what about at night?
I trail women. I'll never forget that. Was a woman once who was wanted for 2 years. I kept on a trail, and I finally got her. I finally got her.
Who wanted her?
I did.
If I have to go to court on this car stealing stuff, will he give me a fair deal?
Oh, yes, indeed. You'll get justice, all right. You really get justice. When you walk into traffic court, the first thing you see is a statue of a woman standing up holding a pair of scales in her hand, equally balanced. She's got a blindfold over her eye.
To remind you of justice?
No, to remind you of women drivers.
I'll go over to Henry Van Porter's and see if I can get the $200 insurance money.
Hey, Kingfish.
Oh, hello there, Henry. Come in.
Listen, Kingfish, I was just over on Lenox Avenue looking at that mirage again, and this time there's a man sitting in it.
Well, maybe just a mirage inspector from the Board of Health. This epidemic's getting pretty bad, Andy.
No, he was no inspector. It was the crook that stole your car.
You mean the thief that stole the car was sitting in it?
Yes, sir. He say his conscience has been gnawing on him. I told him he ought to be ashamed of himself stealing a Mirage like that. Kingfish, he's going to bring the car back.
Well, now, wait a minute. Look here. Now, why don't you tell him to ride over to New Jersey or Pennsylvania in the Mirage and let his conscience gnaw on him over there?
Oh, no. Look, he really felt bad about it, Kingfish. He says it's the first car he ever stole. But he feels that everybody is entitled to at least one stolen car.
Yeah, good idea.
I told the thief the crime don't pay, but he says it pays as good as anything else do these days. He said it had paid him a little better because there wasn't no withholding tax.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean there.
Anyway, the man told me he wants to go straight.
Yeah, well, they ain't no hurry about it. Go back and tell him to drive down to Florida or California and see them first, then go straight later. You see what I mean?
You know, I was going to call a cop and have him arrested, but after talking to the gentleman for a while, I kind of felt sorry for him.
Well, I don't blame you, Brother Andy. Jail ain't the right kind of environment for a man just starting out in crime. No.
I agree with you there, Casey. I think it's our duty to help a fellow like that get a clean start.
Sure, I'll be glad to give him 10 gallons of gas and a road map.
Well, he wanted your name and address, and I give it to him. He went home to change his clothes. He's coming over here and apologize to you. Ask you not to turn him over to the police and make no report on him.
Coming over here. Well, I'll be happy to talk to him, give him some good advice. What time's he coming?
They say he'd be here at 3 o'clock. Said he had a few errands to do in the car, and then he'd be over.
Well, 3 o'clock. Funny that fella ain't showed up yet. I wonder if his son has been putting on him. I certainly hope so. Oh, there he is now. Honest foot. Come in.
Mr. Stevens?
That's right. George Stevens.
My name is Frank Thompson. I came here to see you about your car.
I was expecting you. Sit down, Thompson.
Yeah, thanks.
Now about my car. I don't want you to worry about the things. Just let's forget about it.
But, Mr. Stevens,
I know that your conscience is hurting you for stealing the car, but before you bring it back, why don't you take a nice, slow drive, go to California and think it over?
But, Mr. Stevens, don't
well,
you see...
You see, I don't want the insurance company to know...
But, Mr. Stevens...
Wait a minute. The cook that stole the automobile.
No, I'm not.
Uh-oh. I done opened my big mouth and put my foot in it. Oh, me. I know. You is the man from the insurance company.
No, I'm not.
Well, then, who is and what you want?
I'm the fella that found your car and took it over to your home, and I just wanted to thank you for the $25 reward your wife gave me.
Oh. Gentlemen, will you please stay with us for a very important announcement at the end of this program. In the meantime, friends, we hope you like our program, and we hope you'll try Rinso. Here's the man who can tell you why Rinso's so good, Mr. Cadell.
There's a good reason why Rinso delights the many millions of women on wash day. It's Rinso's triple action formula that gives you, first, a soapy-rich face. Second, Rinso's famous stud booster. Third, Rinso's marvelous grease station. It all adds up to an easy wash day, a spanking clean wash. For a Rinso white wash with ease, a Rinso bright wash with faces, ask for Rinso. But if you can't always get it, remember the reason is that there's a worldwide shortage of the fats and oils needed to make soap, woolen, tires, and hundreds of other things we all want. Without fats and oils, you can't make any of them. So be sure to turn in every drop of used fat. They're needed today more than ever before.